The government has set monies aside for a range of projects for the 2018-19 fiscal year. Last week, I gave you a breakdown of the ministry allocations from the estimates of expenditure tabled by Minister of Finance Audley Shaw. Today, you'll hear about some of the planned projects across some of these ministries and match a few against the predictions of analysts from earlier episodes. I'm Anthony Morgan, and this is Budget Watch. Our first stop today is in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda had said he would be seeking additional funding in the 2018-19 budget to repair more cane and farm roads.
I've given notice already that I intend to apply and press as hard as I can for at least a minimum of twice that amount that we're spending this year, just under $500 million.
Despite not reaching his $1 billion target, the government has allocated approximately $450 million for the repair of 234.3 kilometers of farm roads across the island. The project, being implemented by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, aims to rehabilitate approximately 420 kilometers of rural roads across 98 extension areas in 13 parishes. Some 20,000 farmers island-wide are expected to have direct access to markets following the repairs. In the meantime, agriculture, like several other growth sectors, is prone to the effects of climate change. In the last calendar year alone, natural disasters ruined crops and damaged vital infrastructure, staggering the growth trajectory for the sector. So, did the government plan for the effects of climate change in the new fiscal year? Financial guru John Jackson had said it was likely they would.
They have contingencies. I mean, they were putting in contingencies. I think there's an inclination in more recent times that some provision should be made for it. So I suspect somewhere along the line it might be done.
Contingency came in the form of $1.29 billion, which the government has earmarked as funding for natural disasters or infrastructure rehabilitation and the public investment management system this year. $500 million is also being made available through the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service towards the cost of rehabilitating infrastructure damaged by adverse weather, which is a requirement of the Financial Administration and Audit Act Fiscal Responsibility Framework. Our next stop is in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Financial analyst Dennis Chung had suspected education would be a critical area for the government for the upcoming fiscal year.
I think it's going to see more investments happening from the point of view of education and getting skills training out to the people.
$461 million has been allocated for continued implementation of the Education System Transformation Program under the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. The allocation will, among other things, provide for the implementation of National Standard Curriculum NSC workshops for grades 2, 3, 5, and 6, as well as complete the revision of the National Assessment Program NAP for grades 2, 6, and 9. Another $80 million has also been set aside to renovate the ministry's head office at National Hero Circle and its Canewood Center facilities on Arnold Road in Kingston. Meanwhile, over at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, construction of its new offices in downtown Kingston is expected to be completed by early next year. A sum of $253.8 million has been set aside in the 2018-19 estimates of expenditure to facilitate the project. Both analysts had also predicted that crime would be a major priority area in this package. Under the National Security Ministry, a sum of $8.4 billion has been budgeted to bolster the capabilities of the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF. This includes $1.77 billion for cybersecurity initiatives by the JDF, $1.36 billion to increase the JDF's mobility, $2.45 billion to purchase helicopters to assist in search and rescue, casualty and medical evaluation and training, $1.32 billion to strengthen its maritime presence, and $1.5 billion for the construction of new integrated training, accommodation, office, and storage facilities. What are the plans for labor, social security, transport, and other portfolios? You just have to tune in again next week because we're out of time. That was Budget Watch, a program following the government's spending plans and patterns. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.